Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Do I need to keep you on the phone the whole time?
Hi. I'm calling because my card was charged twice this morning and I did not authorize that.
Yes, and can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
48419. And it's Matthew Miles.
At least they put the number in there.
And could you verify your mailing address?
It's 140 South Arthur Street.
Yes, and it looks like there was a order that was placed for the Ava skin cream in the eye serum.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, and I didn't know that I had to cancel it. I just thought it was a free trial.
Yes, I'm in the same place where it states it's a trial. It does state that it's 14 days and that you have to call in to cancel or it's going to put you on the monthly subscription.
Oh.
What are you saying?
Well, I don't want it.
No.
Yes, I'm going to try that product out.
Huh?
Have you already tried that product out?
Yeah, and I don't care for it.
Yes, and what is a great product? It is all natural. If you would like, we can offer you a 35% discount, making it
No, we want our money back.
No, you
yes,
can
so
take
that is
$200.
A valid charge. You would have had to cancel between your trial period if you didn't want to cancel or if you didn't want to continue with that product. That's stated in the website in the same place where it states in the trial.
What do you say?
Yeah.
What are you saying? This is Matt Miles. What's going on?
There was an order placed for the trial of the Ava skin cream and ice.
Yeah, no. My 12-year-old daughter placed it on accident. And you ain't going to charge me $100 damn twice.
Yes, sir. It was already stated that the order was placed by an adult.
Yeah, a $6 order.
That's a 14-day trial.
$12 a month ago.
I know you're
just the phone person, but I want it corrected.
That wasn't a month ago. That was April 5th.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's not the same thing. It's still April. So it wasn't a month ago. That was
I didn't place the order.
Yes, sir. You've already stated that the order was placed, so it was an authorized order.
Okay, it was $12. Why are you charging me two payments of $100?
Because what was
$94?
Something. What was ordered was a trial. You have 14 days to try that product out for the shipping and handling.
Well, even if a trial, if they're trying it out, you can't just take the money out of someone's account.
Yes, sir. On that website, it states that it is a trial and that you have 14 days to try it out during your trial period, but you do have to cancel your trial or it's going to put you on the monthly subscription. The trial is for the subscription.
It was just done this morning.
That wasn't
so
ordered this
my
morning.
Transaction
that was ordered
still
on April.
And I filed a dispute, so I want to cancel whatever this is and get my money back.
That order was placed April 5th and delivered April 14th. We can go ahead and cancel the subscription for any future orders, but because that charge was already disputed, you'd have to call back with your bank.
How are you going to send a little girl something and then...
Yes, sir. You did.
Like, I don't get it.
Stated that you placed the order for $6.95, so it wasn't a little girl that placed the order.
I didn't state that I placed it.
Yes, sir. You said that you did the $6.95 shipping handling, and it was amounted to $12. So you did state that you did place that order.
No, because I looked on my transactions. I'm on the phone with my bank right now.
Yes, sir. We did go ahead and cancel that account. Your bank is on the phone now.
Yeah. I'm on the bank on the phone with the bank right now.
So that charge has already been disputed?
Now you can dispute it right now.
Yes, sir. Well, you'd have to call back with your bank on the phone live with us. Or we'd have to be able to speak with the representative before we can issue a refund.
Can you hear her, bank lady?
I can hear you, but I can't hear what they're saying.
Can you hear them, other company?
Not really.
I can't hear what they're saying. I can only hear you.
Oh, darn. All right.
Yes, sir.
How
so
do
you'd
I...
have to call back with your bank on the line. You'd have to initiate a conference call because that charge was disputed.
I'm confused with what you're trying to say to me.
You would have to initiate a conference call so that we can speak with a representative before we can issue a refund. A dispute would put the account into a chargeback because the order was authorized. It was placed and delivered.
All right.
To avoid that chargeback, you'd have to call back with your finance institution on the line.
All right, here.
I can't. I'm on a different line. Just a minute. Let me talk to my bank person. How do I get you to, they said I have to make a conference call with you guys
to be able to
dispute and get my refund.
Okay. Do you know how to call from your phone, like place them on hold and do a conference call? Because I mean, I can call, but then it's not going to go right to that same person. You could call me.
Yeah, we'll call you. We'll add a call on my phone, right?
And you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you my extension. And then,
all right. Just let me get it. Just a minute, ma'am.
Yep.
No, not you, the other one. Ma'am.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Me?
All right. I'm going to add them to this call. I got to write down their extension real quick. Right there. Perfect. Let's go. All right. What is your name?
Wait, I'm sorry. Give me 1 moment.
All right.
Or actually, give me 1 moment. Hello?
Hello? I'm still here.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. Hold on.
What do you mean, hold on?
Can your representative just verify that the dispute has it been, like, officially filed yet?
No, she's filing it right now.
So, give me 1 moment. You might not have to actually just call. You might not have to. Give me 1 moment.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Okay, all right, I'll hang up.
Hello?
I'm here. I just hung up with her, and I got her extension and everything.
Yes, sir.
I want to do it the right way.
Give me 1 moment. You might not actually have to get her to call. You said she hasn't actually filed it yet? Or she hasn't gone through with it?
So no, it's being disputed.
So it's already gone through?
No,
it's pending. My transactions are pending. You haven't got my money. It's just pending right now. It hasn't been released. It's on hold now. And that's why I'm calling my bank lady, so y'all can talk.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 moment.
All right.
What was what?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. Sorry, it looks like that charge was made on yesterday. So We can offer you a, give me one moment. Yes, sir. So we, I wouldn't be able to wait on the phone line while we, while you get your bank. I can offer you a 50% refund.
60%?
50.
What's it? 50%? What do you mean a 50% discount? I want my money back.
Discount. It would be a partial refund on the $94.90 for the.
It charged me twice though.
Yes, it would be a 50%.
$200.
It would be a 50% refund for both.
I don't get why you guys would charge me twice, though.
Because there's two separate products that was ordered. It was the eye serum and the skin cream.
All right. So what, I get 50 bucks back from both?
50% for both would basically just equal up to taking one charge off. It would be 50% of each $94.90. So added up together, that would equal just $194.90.
No, I want to get my bank on and dispute this because I don't think I should pay this. At all. I didn't authorize it. I'm telling you I didn't authorize it.
Yes, sir, but you did say that you did place the order for the shipping and handling. By doing the shipping and handling order for the trial, that does validate the charge.
I minor placed it.
Yes, sir. You've already stated on the call that you did, and it is a recorded line. Your bank was, you said your bank was also on the phone, so they also heard you say that you
No, I didn't. I didn't not. I know it's recorded, and it will tell you that I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I said my 12-year-old little daughter accidentally ordered something. It was $12. So I wasn't mad about it. Now, this is coming back. She's too young for a membership. And she wasn't even supposed to order these products.
Yeah, sir. When you saw the order went through, you would have had to call in.
I didn't. I just, I didn't know I had to cancel it.
Yes, sir.
Well, how would you know to cancel something?
It's stated throughout the website, as well as if you saw
the Well, I didn't look at the website because my 12-year-old daughter was on it, not me.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, the legal guardian would be responsible for those charges.
So, either way, just give me my discount, whatever. Give my money to cancel this bullshit. I want my $94 back.
So as a courtesy, I can offer 75%, but you still have to have your bank on the line. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and notate it on the account, and then whenever you get your bank, it will can issue the refund.
All right, I'll get her on the phone right now.
Yes, sir. You would have to call back. I wouldn't be able to wait.
Why not?
Because it's you thought you were already doing that, and I wouldn't be able to wait
any
longer.
Oh, you told me to wait. You told me to wait a minute because you said you could figure it out. And refund me. That's the reason why I didn't call it right away. You're a representative. You have time. You're at work.
Yes, sir. We do have to move on to the next caller. So I can put in for the notes of a 75% refund, but you do have to have your bank on the line.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.